About a month ago, I talked to Wellingtonian Erin Goff, who shared what it was like to be house hunting as a first home buyer and a wheelchair. Erin had teamed up with her friend Harriet Hamilton to make it more affordable, but unfortunately that didn't make the housing market any more wheelchair friendly. We've got an update on that story. Erin and Harriet join me now. Hi, guys.
Kia ora, Jesse. Nice to be here.
Kia ora.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Erin, can you... We talked about this in some detail last time, but can you just give a bit of a synopsis about the extra stuff that you have to go through looking for a home when you're in a wheelchair?
Yeah, sure. So... Yeah, we looked for a house, looking for a house in Wellington, and obviously that means as a wheelchair user, I need to be able to get into the house. And in Wellington, there's not many places at all without any steps, so I have to overcome those. We came across a lot of narrow hallways, a lot of inaccessible bathrooms that we'd have to do quite significant renovation on, and inaccessible kitchens as well, just to be able to use the kitchen. So some quite significant hurdles to overcome with inaccessibility.
Yeah, and I recall a bit of a problem around time wasting as well. You would do what you could in advance to find out whether a home was worth looking at or not, but it didn't always live up to what was promised, right?
Yeah, just I guess people kind of trying to make the most of it and say that it was accessible when it clearly wasn't. And so, yeah, just put a call out for people to be honest about what the access was actually like. We just ended up kind of just turning up and making the most of it from ads that we saw, and got quite good at working out which ones were going to be worth looking at and which ones weren't.
And Harriet, what was your perspective on this? I think you are not in a wheelchair, but you would have seen this. What was your experience of watching Erin and working with Erin to try and find a house that was suitable for both of you?
It was pretty eye-opening, to be honest. I mean, I knew that things aren't as accessible as they should be. And I knew that, you know, it might take us a wee while to find somewhere, but I was prepared to be in it for the long haul because Erin's a really good egg and, like, someone that I'd want to share a mortgage with. But, yeah, it was quite an interesting experience going to the open homes. Sometimes it could be really disheartening, like, because, like Erin said, we'd do the best due diligence we could. And then you'd get there and there'd be a tiny hallway that we could barely get through, kind of things that you don't see on the ads. And just kind of the reactions from people are a bit funny. They're not kind of being necessarily outright rude, but they just kind of act like it's a wee bit of an inconvenience. And they're kind of, you know, not really expecting us, but we were just both kind of like cheerful and like, hey, we're here. Do you want to help us up the steps? Cool. You just had to be quite,
just had to make the most of it.
Yeah, make the most of it. Sometimes I'd get really frustrated at how people responded, but I kind of learnt from Erin, it's not always worth picking fights.
Yeah. And Erin, apologies for asking this question, but Harriet, did any part of you think at some point, hey, maybe this would just be easier to find a house with somebody else? Like, it is really hard to find a first home. It's an extra thing for you have to worry about or consider. Was, you know, I mean, I guess you couldn't be blamed if you had the thought.
No, to be honest, I mean, I'd thought about it a bit. I actually suggested to Erin that we look for a house together. We work together. We hadn't known each other for that long, but I would say that Erin and I are like two peas in a pod, and we just got on really well, and we share all the same values. And then I heard that Erin was thinking of moving to Christchurch, so I kind of selfishly wanted her to stay in Wellington. And I've been contemplating, I've, you know, had a sizable mortgage, but not enough for Wellington, so I was excited to have someone that might want to team up, so I suggested it. And I had honestly thought about the access issues before I suggested it, and I think probably some friends of Erin probably thought that I was being a bit naive and idealistic, but I knew that it would be tricky to find. We actually found somewhere quite quick, though. We're both very determined, but no, I can see why you're asking that, but in all honesty, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to do it.
Spoiler alert, Harriet. Erin, tell us your news today.
Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, we managed to find a place. So yeah, it wasn't expected at all. It was actually a house that we'd kind of seen online for the last few weeks and just decided to go along because it actually had an asking price on it. And that's really rare in Wellington. Usually it's a tender. And so we just went and had a look at it and ended up putting in an offer really fast after talking to the agent, who, by the way, was also a really good egg. I feel like I have to put a shout out to Armit's at Ray White.
Woo! Love you, Armit.
Because I came on before and was kind of talking about how agents weren't so good, but we managed to find a really good one. And he kind of went into bat for us, I think, and really helped us through. So, yeah, we ended up putting an offer on the Monday. And by that night, had it conditionally accepted and then worked through all the conditions. And by the following week, we have a house.
Yeah, as professionalism was actually neck level as well, because as Erin said, we quite often have to navigate steps to get in a house. And I do take the, you know, handling wheelchairs, Erin's wheelchair very seriously. But one day that when we went to view this house, I just stacked it and lost my balance and fell backwards and pulled Erin on top of me, which I was mortified about. But we just laughed our way through it. Yeah. That's our origin story now, is that we fell for it straight away. Yeah, but his professionalism was unbelievable. He just, you know, was great and just let us go in and look around. And
we were a little dazed and confused, but yeah, we went back and had a closer look afterwards.
Guys, I'm so happy for you. Tell me about the house.
So yeah, it's a 3-bedroom single level place. Obviously there's 2 steps at the front door, so we'll have to get a ramp sorted. But apart from that, it's pretty much all done. The bathroom is already renovated. It's a nice big wet area shower, which is ideal for me, and the kitchen as well is pretty much good to go. And other than that, there's just a few small things. So really ideal and really good location on a direct bus route, which is really important. Nice and flat and just, yeah, we went over there the other day to take the classic sold sign picture, and we're really impressed with the neighbourhood and just how friendly people are, and couldn't really ask for better, so we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm so pleased. What neighbourhood are you in?
We're in Miramar.
Miramar, perfect.
Yeah, pretty flash. We're pretty excited. We're friends with the neighbour already. We met him after the open home. And this is why we're good people to be buying houses together, because we're our house, we're both quite happy to have a long conversation with the neighbour in his 80s down the road.
Oh, cool. Just while we're about it, would it be Armit Rana? Would that be the name of your agent?
That's the one.
Okay. Good on you, Armit. And good on you guys. I'm stoked for you. It can happen, eh?
Yeah, feel free to come to the housewarming, Jesse. We'll put an invite out.
Mate, yeah, let definitely. Me out of this border. I'm there.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it's okay. I do just want to say, though, it's great that it turned out positively for us, but I just want to put a plug in as someone that's not disabled. People need to understand, like, the absolute lack of accessible housing in New Zealand, and we're really happy that we found somewhere that worked out for us, and we found it quite quickly in the scheme of things, but we both, you know that we're...
It's a lot of luck.
Yeah, it's a lot of luck. Yeah. We have, you know, reasonable incomes. We had good deposits. We had people who were really supportive, and, you know, we were very determined and kind of both good at navigating the system, especially Erin. She's a lot brighter than me and could read through all the legal documents and stuff. But so it's a really happy outcome for us. But just want to put the plug out there that there needs to be way more accessible, suitable housing. And it doesn't disadvantage, you know, able-bodied people in any way. I'm stoked to have a wet room and a shower sit that I can sit down in. Like, yeah, I'm living my best life.
Good on you guys.
So yeah, if you're looking at building houses, make them accessible.
Good for you. Nice to talk to you both. We'll chat again, hopefully.
Thanks.
Cheers, Erin and Harriet. And good on you, Armit. We love it.